So there are four things that Padre Pio said we should all be doing ourselves, which are important. So these are words of spiritual counsel from Padre Pio. Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we present to you a series of short stories on the life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar. He was a mystic. He was a miracle worker of note. So do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also about what his intercession can do for you. And we'd like to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons. So thank you again for your support. Now, when I was growing up at school, there were certain expressions that came along. It kind of caught us Catholics off guard. For instance, one of them was people come and ask you, "Are you born again?" We didn't really know what it meant, but it was really just a play on words. And so later on, we learnt that to be born again, of course we are, to be born of water and the Spirit means baptism. And then the next expression that came along was, "Is Jesus your personal Lord and Savior?" So how do we answer that? Well, let's look at Padre Pio's, how seriously he took Jesus as his personal Lord. And there are four things that he advised. Pray in every situation, Padre Pio said, that thy will be done. So if you want a personal Lord, it's thy will be done is exactly it. Hits that nail on the head. And Padre Pio wrote to Anita Rodarte, who was a spiritual daughter of his, advising her, in everything, learn to recognize and to honor God's will. So if you have a friend and you know what their will is and you honor the will, how much further can you go than that? And he said, repeat often the words of our Divine Master, as we find in our Lord's Prayer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So Padre Pio really counsels that, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because challenges and afflictions are going to come along, they're going to arrive, and sometimes Jesus just likes to test us a little bit. And especially at times when we're not feeling immersed in feelings of love for Jesus, then repeat this, because this will be your anchor and will lead to your salvation. That is what Padre Pio recommends. That we always have this in mind, thy will be done. The second point that Padre Pio gave was that we offer every action to God. So no matter how small or trivial the thing may be, maybe we taking the children to school or something we do in the office, all of these we offer to God. And Padre Pio did ask his spiritual children to perform short spiritual prayers. So it could be something as simple as, Padre Pio, pray for me. Small things like, thanks be to God, appreciating what Jesus has done for us. And we offer these things and to sacrifice everything, all the little things, no matter how insignificant or how simple they may appear to be, we offer everything to Jesus, to our Lord. And Padre Pio said to Maria Gargani, bring everything to God as long as we live, because through this we come closer to him. And in addition, Christians must always offer their sufferings and their sacrifices. So Padre Pio is not necessarily counseling that we go out and look for sufferings. But when these sufferings do arrive, because we've been told, pick up your cross every day, when these sufferings do arrive, then we offer them to God, that it may be used for his good purposes. And to the same lady, that is Donna Maria, he wrote, physical illness and mental trials are the most precious sacrifices that we can make to the one who saved through his suffering. So just like our Lord's suffering was precious to his Father in heaven, so our sufferings can be precious to our Lord. And on the third point, Padre Pio says, do not worry. Considered worry and fear to actually be a waste of time. And the devil is able to exploit our fears. And the fear spoils our good deeds somehow. So we must try and trust more in God. And then the fourth point, Padre Pio says, strive always towards your heavenly reward. So try not to get too caught up in the things of the world, because actually where we're aiming for is heaven. And Padre Pio tells us, these are his words, how beautiful the eternal paradise will be and how miserable our earthly existence or earthly affairs are in comparison. Padre Pio told Donna Ermina, always strive for the greatest and the most fervent contempt for the comforts and the affairs of this world. It can so often be hindrances to us getting to heaven, to our relationship with our Lord. And we'd like to really encourage you to like our video, share the video with your friends and colleagues. You'll be helping this Padre Pio apostolate to go ahead if you do that. And also subscribe to our channel if you're not already subscribed.